Climate change is connected to all kinds of creepy crawly critters, with a new National Wildlife Federation report detailing how those changes are affecting the outdoor experience in California. Federation senior scientist Doug Inglay emphasizes that hunters, anglers, birdwatchers, and hikers have long known they have to cover up and watch for stinging and biting insects, but he says the risks are multiplying as seasons arrive earlier and later.
I'm talking about deer ticks. I'm talking about poison ivy. These species that are so bothersome to us are actually able to now proliferate because of the changing climate.
The new report notes garden and crop pests also are growing in numbers, with certain types of stink bugs and other non-natives munching vegetables and other plants. Inglay adds that humans aren't the only ones trying to fend off pests and other complications of climate change.
There are ways that we can help wildlife be more resistant or adaptive to climate change. For example, we can protect corridors of habitat so that as habitats are shifting, the animals can move as well.
The report calls for approval of proposed EPA regulations to reduce carbon pollution from coal-fired power plants. This is Lori Abbott, California News Service.